OWC Digital, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C, Thunderbolt 2, and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks allow you to carry needed USB 3, HDMI, and SD ports while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to your laptop, and up to 14 ports to connect to your monitors, external drives, speakers, wired Ethernet, and other devices, all with a single cable. See all of OWC products at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower with their continuous glucose monitoring system. Visit DEXCOM.com. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of December 21st, 2018. And yes, I am Dave Graveline. In the control room, the other side of that big picture window, is Erosmo. And here in the studio with me,
Chris Graveline.
And
Beth Gatrell.
Ah, very fine. We are gathered here the last weekend before Christmas. All of your Christmas shopping is done, no doubt?
No.
No. Are you like me? Not even close.
Not even.
What about you? You said everything online this year, pretty much.
I'm pretty much finished, and I think I single-handedly helped Amazon meet their profits for the quarter.
And Jeff Bezos thanks you.
I'm sure he
from the bottom
me
of his
much.
Wallet.
Yeah.
Exactly. What about you, Erosmo? Finished shopping? Good. Yeah, more or less. Okay. That's the goal, right? But this weekend's broadcast in all 3 hours, yes, 3 hours in the event your station isn't able to carry all 3 hours, no, you can hear them and subscribe to our free, did I mention no charge, free podcasts at intotomorrow.com. But throughout the show today, we're going to continue to give you some great last-minute tech gift ideas, at least some of which would be available in the store. Or if you're hearing it on the weekend, maybe you can get it quickly ordered in time for Christmas. Not likely. But it's possible. So I would say run to a store and try to buy some items. But we've got a whole bunch for you, some tech news and commentary, and then, of course, your calls as well. And you can join us anytime, day or night, by calling 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Think about that. Jot the number down. Maybe you're going to get, hopefully, a lot of tech gifts, but maybe one or two in the batch that you're thinking, I've got questions about, or I just need help with this, or you need to offer someone else some help. Whatever the case, give us a call. We'll be happy to do that and assist you by all means. Some tech news and commentary, as I mentioned, this first segment.
Ford has created a safe space for our canine friends who get scared of New Year's fireworks.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes. Is this the soundproof doghouse?
It's the car company. They have created a prototype kennel which combines noise-canceling technology, sound-dampening cork, and an automatic door to give our canine friends a quiet retreat from the New Year's festivities. The kennel, which is the first of a series of initiatives that Ford is calling interventions, is really a sly promotion for the company's noise-canceling technology that it's built into its latest Edge SUVs. In the car, microphones are used to pick up engine and transmission noises, and the speakers from the radio then play the opposite frequencies to cancel them out. So that tech is, you know, kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I drove one of those recently. It is pretty cool.
Did you? And mm-hmm. and did their microphones cancel out their engine noise?
It did, now that I think
about it. How about that? Oh, cool.
So Ford hasn't announced pricing or availability for the high-tech kennel, which right now remains just a promotional prototype for the time being.
And I'll bet it's just not going to come out.
Probably.
Because it's all to get people like us talking about the Ford trucks.
But I know a lot of people that would, no matter what the price tag is, probably buy that for their dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I want one for mine.
There you go. It was pretty cool, right? A kind of a pyramid shape almost or something like that. It looked like a pup tent.
I'd like one for me to block out the noises from the dogs in the neighborhood.
Yeah, Rosmo liked that one.
Just go buy a Ford Edge.
There you go. And leave it on all the time to block out.
I already spent more for the Explorer, but they don't have that tech in the Explorer that I have.
Well, I'd give it back then. If only.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lawsuit filed late last week accuses Apple of lying, about the display specs in its iPhone X series. Two plaintiffs filed the suit in the U.S. District Court of Northern California and are seeking class action status, which means the rest of you iPhoneys can be included. The suit alleges that Apple lied about the screen sizes by counting non-screen areas like the notch and the corners. I mean, some people might say that's rather petty, but hey, go for it. So the new line of iPhones aren't all screen as they market it to be. That according to a 55-page complaint. For example, iPhone X screen size is supposed to be 5.8 inches, but the plaintiffs measured that it's only about 5.6875 inches. The plaintiffs also allege that the iPhone X series phones have lower screen resolution than advertised. Of course, Apple didn't immediately respond to any requests for comment, and they're probably chuckling, but hey, Apple has been losing some lawsuits lately to a lot of people. This might be the very next one, and if the judge approves it, verifies it as a class action, anybody who bought an iPhone X could end up getting a few bucks.
I think I need to sue Vizio because my 55-inch TV, I think, is 54.98 inches.
Well, there you go. So thank these folks in Northern California for starting a trend. Don't lie and don't market it as such if it isn't such. What do you think? 800-899-INTO.
Speaking of Apple, iPhone users have been receiving some unwanted solicitations recently.
No.
Imagine that. One of the most recent solicitations was for their own carpool karaoke show, and iPhone users aren't happy, especially since Apple's own store guidelines forbid developers from sending unsolicited promos.
But they're doing it themselves because, of course, their agreement doesn't apply to them.
I was gonna say, I guess it doesn't include their own.
But aren't they technically app developers even for their own device and store?
No, they're Apple developers. Big difference. So you're getting them apparently too?
I have not, thankfully.
No? I haven't yet.
But now you will.
Yeah. I'm sure we will because we're talking about it now. It'll probably be on our Facebook and Instagram feeds. And
everywhere. Interesting. We've all been talking a lot about the woes of Amazon and other deliveries where some of the carriers just don't care about throwing your packages, kicking them across the gate, whatever the case. Well, how about those porch pirates that steal your packages? Have you seen what has gone so viral? It's everywhere now. The glitter bomb.
I love it.
Oh, me too.
I actually watched this whole YouTube video at home the other night.
I watched the entire thing, and I went, oh, come on, it's this long? But it was very fun to watch. It was built by a NASA engineer. It's intended to foil thieves who steal deliveries left at people's doors. The glitter blast that you see on video that, of course, we have posted at intotomorrow.com for you is even accompanied by a fart spray to really ruin the day of any would-be thief. I think it was a terrific job that they did, and certainly because they have four cameras from four smartphones. I mean, this cost them a fortune, I'm sure, but it is awesome.
Yeah, and I think you said it took him 6 months to build the whole thing.
Yes, but because he had someone steal a package from his own porch, and he said, oh, my, this is crazy. You know, and I could show the police the picture, and they're going to try to find the guy, but it's really got more things to worry about, certainly, blah, blah, blah. So he said, I've got to do something. Even if I don't get it back, they're going to pay. So it's going to smell bad, and it's going to spew glitter all over the place. Have you seen it, Erasmo? Oh, intotomorrow.com. Check it out. We'll have it there for you. And it throws glitter 360 degrees as soon as you start to lift the cover off this thing. And he's got four cameras running, and they go immediately to the cloud. So even if he didn't get it back, he sees the video, and it just destroys couple or three cars because it's what a mess. And then you see them later trying to vacuum and a couple of people in their homes, and they're all a lot of bleeping going on. What's that smell? Oh my God, get rid of this.
Yeah, and I remember seeing, you know, one of the porch pirates was, you know, in his car and, you know, saying, you know, with all this glitter, you know, my girl's gonna wonder who I had in this car.
Yes. Hopefully causing him even more problems because he shouldn't have stole the thing to begin with. But it's this glitter bomb video. You got to check it out. Intotomorrow.com will have it there for you. But I think it's awesome. We've talked about how several police departments around the country have been setting up little trap boxes with cameras and GPS units. And because you got some of these morons, these dirt bags that have been following around a FedEx truck or UPS or something, knowing they're about to deliver Christmas gifts, for example. And, oh, there's a nice big box. That's got to be expensive. And they'll wait, the truck leaves, and they'll just wander on up and grab it. Well, kudos to the police departments that have been GPS tracking these things and then pulling the car over, and there's the evidence. Is that yours? No. Is that your address? No. You're under arrest.
I need a glitter bomb in my mailbox, and somebody took a card.
I think my favorite part of this whole thing is the package on the address label. He put that it came from Kevin McAllister, which is, of course, the kid from Home Alone, and
yes.
He put the address of the house where they filmed the movie.
Yeah, which when you see this being described in the video, it just really wraps it up nicely, so to speak.
Now they just need to do something to deal with the Amazon delivery people that do the toss and scratch method.
Yes. And now, folks, if you haven't seen a short little video from one of my Ring cameras that I have, you have to visit me. Friend me, by all means. I'll friend you back, at Dave Graveline on Facebook. Same thing with Twitter, at Dave Graveline. I posted it there as well. And I call it the kick, scratch your butt delivery method, because this girl, you see her very clearly throwing a package at my door, scratching her butt, taking the required now by Amazon picture that the box is at the door. They should require them to shoot video all the way up the walkway and placing it at the door, not throwing it. And then she scratches her butt. And that's all on camera, and walks away. And, of course, I tweeted it immediately, and within 2 minutes had a response from Amazon. We are so sorry, Mr. Graveline. You know, it's not our goal, and we try to work with all of our carriers. Who was the carrier on this? How am I supposed to know who the carrier? I ordered it and had it delivered by you morons, Amazon. You figure out who the carrier is and deal with it. And then the next day I get an email from Amazon. Again, we're so sorry. We've put a $5 credit on your account. What? $5 credit? I said, you know what? Forget the credit. I'd rather keep complaining on the air and tweeting that you people are idiots. That's worth much more to me than $5. And I'm curious about our listeners' experiences, too. Not just Amazon. Some people have shared with us some FedEx and UPS and other delivery stories. Postal Service people, no. A disgruntled postal employee, no. But, yeah, some other things. So share with us. And, again, Erasmo can have his bleep ready. So feel free. Don't even worry about cursing. We'll take care of it. At 800-899-4686. Because if nothing else, let's have a little fun with it. And let's share your issues with delivery folk as well, yeah? Penny in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hello, Penny.
I'm wondering if you could help. I'm currently using Google Mini. Is there a better one out there? Do they all basically do the same thing, or is one better than the other?
Well, the easy answer and the quick answer, Penny, is that they are basically all the same. Amazon's Echo devices tend to be slightly ahead of Google. Then Google catches up a little and Amazon pulls ahead a little more. But the difference in functionality doesn't warrant the amount of money it would cost to switch to a different model. They are 95% the same, with some minor differences. Where you may see some worthwhile differences are basically in two areas. Sound quality, the larger speakers sound far better than the mini models, and screens.
And as you bring up all the time, the search engines that are used when you ask a question.
Yeah.
Because Amazon is stuck with Bing, and Google, mm-hmm. of course, uses Google.
How clever.
Yeah.
But that's true. I mean, they've got a long-term contract with Microsoft. They won't tell us how long, but if you're in love with Alexa and you use her for everything, that's great. But if you want to ask questions of a search engine, she can only use Bing. And it's far, far less superior than Google's own search.
Now, if you're interested in asking Google Assistant to show you something on a screen, or doing the same with Alexa, or starting video calls with either one, then you may benefit from an upgrade to a Google Home Hub or an Echo Show. Now, if you're mostly interested in the calls, Facebook has a horribly overpriced device that will pivot to follow you around with the camera. Just the thing you want to buy from a company whose CEO called their users idiots for trusting him.
I know. Can you believe that? I mean, geez, but that's true. And we have other Facebook news coming up, too. You want to stay tuned for that. But some additional input?
The biggest difference you may find is the ecosystem. If you use Google Music, then a Google speaker is probably better for you than if you're a Prime member that listens on Amazon Music. The features, though, those are about the same. Control smart lights and other devices with your voice. Ask the assistant questions, then grab your phone and get the answer you were looking for there instead. Play music or videos. They all do those things.
Now, see, that's a good point, Beth, because a lot of people end up doing that, and they share that with us. whether it's Google Home or Alexa, whichever, and they go, you know what, I ended up looking on my phone anyway. I asked Siri and I got a better answer, or I got a more complete answer with Google anyway. But now, of course, Google Home will give you an answer, but you're going to get more details, and you can immediately click a link or two or 20 on your phone or your computer. I got terribly excited, Chris will tell you, last week, because one of the updates for Windows 10 was that Cortana can now control my thermostat. Because I already have Google Home and Alexa controlling the thermostat.
Well, and your thermostat by itself is voice activated anyway.
I know. I've been able to speak to my Honeywell thermostat for years now, long before the others could. So I've got four ways, including getting up off my butt and going across the room and adjusting it. So that's five ways.
Which used to be the only way you would get exercise.
Yeah, true. What does that tell us about us? That we don't need it or don't want the exercise. That's what it is. Penny, I hope we helped you out there. So if you're okay in the long run with your Google Mini, just stick with it so you don't have to be spending money otherwise. And again, they pretty much do the same thing. Intotomorrow.com for more.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Hi, Into Tomorrow listeners. This is Age, and in case you are wondering what we want for Christmas, we'd like some phone calls.
We always want your phone calls. H is absolutely correct, even when he's working with the show out of New York, because we do want your participation on the program. 800-899-INTO anytime, day or night. And, of course, Horatio also has suggestions for tech gifts. What is he recommending for us?
One of his recommendations is the iRobot Brava Robot Mop. He says it's like their Roomba vacuum cleaner, but the Brava will clean floors, but in this case, by mopping them. He says it's $169 and available places like Amazon.
Oh, very cool. So the iRobot
Brava Mop.
Brava.
B-R-A-A-V-A.
Mop. Okay, that tells us that he has hard floors up in New York and he wants to use something like that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
This portion of Into Tomorrow brought to you in part by Leviton Decora Smart. Control your lighting with an app, your voice, and schedules. More info at Leviton.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, history, history.
Here's Chris.
History, history, history. You know what? Beth was in the office the other day, and she's suddenly I'm hearing in the background, she's going, history, history, history. I said, what are you doing? And she says, I'm having to look up history on my phone for something, and I'm thinking of Chris's feature, history, history. I went, oh, my gosh. But you do tend to make people remember that. Mm-hmm. We've around the world, I think one of the first times in Barcelona, somebody ran up to him and went, history, 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 history. And I was like, what? And Chris said, well, thank you for remembering. And I went, oh, okay, a regular listener who knows what that is. You got some tech history for us?
I do.
All right.
This week, back in 1895, Wilhelm Röntgen, we've talked about him recently, a German mechanical engineer and physicist, published a paper detailing his discovery of a new type of radiation, which later would be known as X-rays. And we're still using them 123 years later. In 1947, this week, the transistor was invented. In its original form, the transistor wasn't the tiny silicon component that we know today. It took up a lot of space in the lab in New Jersey where it was invented. Today, thousands of transistors can be packed into an incredibly minute space and used in every electronic application you can think of. In 1968, this week, the crew of Apollo 8 entered into orbit around the moon, becoming the first humans to do so. They performed 10 lunar orbits and broadcast live TV pictures. And this week in 1982, the Man of the Year in Time magazine was a non-human for the first time. A computer received the honors of 1982's greatest influence for good or evil. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Now, into tomorrow's favorite app of the week. Your favorite app.
So, Beth, what's your favorite app this week?
Well, this time of the year, I'm always excited to play with the portable North Pole app, PMP app, which is also coming up a little more information. However, this app you put on your phone and it can personalize Santa calls and videos to your children just by using the app. And you can schedule it to make your phone ring when you least expect it. All the more magic.
Now, there you go. And it's free, too. They've got some paid versions for a lot more detail.
Exactly.
But PortableNorthPole.com,
yes,
right?
And the free part does just as good.
There you go. Intotomorrow.com for more.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
Happy holidays from Into Tomorrow. This is the voice of Into Tomorrow. Hi, my name's Brian Andrews. There's always those great gadgets that Dave tells me about. Gadgets that you'll only find out about here on Into Tomorrow. Dave, back to you.
Do you follow us on Twitter? Well, of course you do. If you don't, why not? My goodness, at IT Radio Show. We'd love to have you get social with us. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow. While you're at it, be sure to like us on Facebook. Ah, we love it when you like us. Facebook.com or FB.com. Yeah, did you know that was their shortcut? FB.com/intotomorrow. And while you're at it, I love it if you get social with me personally as well. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all the same, at Dave Graveline as one word, and you can find me and let's communicate. I would love that. More importantly, too, let's communicate with Into Tomorrow. We would love to have you on the show anytime. So call the following toll-free number. It's good from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. 800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686 anytime, 24/7. Or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Our next guest always helps make Christmas magic for your loved ones with personalized video messages from Santa. He is the CEO, which, by the way, is Chief Elf Officer for the Portable North Pole, Alex Berra. Alex, welcome back into tomorrow. Always a delight to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Very well, thank you. And happy holidays. to you and all your fan at the Inter Tomorrow.
Well, thank you, sir. It's always a delight to have you on the program because we see firsthand the delight that Portable North Pole does, and by the way, does for free. So everybody listen up, pay attention. You want to use Portable North Pole, and stay tuned. We're going to tell you why. And of course, there's some premium things. You get some extra stuff too, if you'd like. But the delight on the kids' eyes, and for that matter, even adults, when they get a personalized message from Santa. Tell me what Portable North Pole is all about for those who may not yet know.
So actually, Portable North Pole is a website and a mobile app available on iOS and Android to let you create personalized video messages from Santa for your loved ones. So it's very simple. You just need to log into the website or download the free app and then fill in the form with the name of the child, how old he is, nice or not, he uploads some pictures. And in a few minutes, we'll create a real-life messages from Santa Claus for your loved one.
And folks, those who have not yet tried Portable North Pole, I can tell you firsthand what a delight it is, because people hear me talking about my five-year-old grandson, Cameron, all the time. And Cameron has experienced it since he was old enough to look at the phone, which was months old. And eyes light up when Santa says his name and has a picture of his house and a picture of him. And it's like, what? Oh, my goodness. Santa really is talking to me. And it really is a delight. But again, not just for the kids. It's fun for adults, too. And I'm sure you have as many adults using it with each other as you do kids in many cases.
Exactly. And we have some very fun scenarios for grown-ups, for your colleagues, for your husband, for your wife, for your friends, for your families. We have all these kinds of scenarios that you can pick it up that people really appreciate. We also have something new this year. You'll be able to create group messages. So that means they're very interesting for childcare, for elementary school. We'll want to create a free personalized message for their own group. So that's something new this year.
Now, as busy as you keep Santa, does he still have time to be also making phone calls? Because I know for years you've been doing the opportunity to get a personalized call from Santa as well.
Of course, and we do have a new scenario, especially for the grown-ups, so I appreciate you bringing that up. We have new scenarios for very specific announcements in a family, such as a new baby born. You can use Santa to make this big announcement, and even for new fiancé. So that's the kind of new scenario that we also have for phone calls.
Awesome. Now tell me about PNP Toys, the Portable North Pole Toys and Gifts.
We have a series, a new collection of toys, such as plush toys. We have also an elf, and we have a book, and much more. But something interesting, and you have to know, when you buy these products on Amazon.com, you'll get an exclusive personalized video messages related to the product itself that are really exclusive to this toy.
Wow. No wonder you're the chief elf officer for Portable North Pole, because you keep coming up with fun things. And I'm going to twist your arm on and off the air, Alex, to maybe get you to send a couple of these plush toys. We'll send them to our audience just for calling in and participating. And folks will get an even better idea of how to use Portable North Pole. Here's something, though, that I want to make certain we talk about. That is your children's hospital program. This is really, really important for a lot of kids around the world.
Exactly. So we believe that at Christmas time, it's also some kids have less great holidays for some situations. So we start that PNP Children Hospital program. So we give 5% of our web sales to over 50 children hospitals around the world. In the U.S., I think we're over 30 hospitals. We do have, Nimmers Hospital in Florida. That is probably closer to your area. Mm-hmm. That is also part of our program.
Awesome. And this is a great way to help spread that joy, especially for children that are unfortunately confined to various hospitals. And they, too, can have the joy of Christmas.
Exactly. So if you decide to go with the premium version of the content that we do have a longer version of messages, more short scenarios, more personalization, and if you pay for it, then you know that you're participating to the children hospital that way.
Yeah. Now, you also offer these messages in more than just English, right? Because perhaps some children speak other languages and you want to share with them. I'm guessing you must at least be sure to have French.
Exactly. For sure. But you also, if you have, you know, Spanish outside the country, family outside the country, you can use the Spanish version. We have, of course, a French version, and we also have an Italian version.
Ah, so, Italiano.
Exactly. Boba Natale.
Yes, very good. Erasmo's eyes just lit up in the control room. He's from Milan, so he's all excited with a thumbs up. Yes, Erasmo, you too can get a message, a personalized message from Santa in your native language. You got to love that.
Exactly.
And now you talked for a moment, Alex, a little bit about the difference between the free version and the premium video. The fact that the premium video, what does it cost, or how does it start if you want to get much more length and more detail involved for the kids?
Yes, of course. So three simple options. You can go and choose the premium video scenario that you want. That's for $4.99. Or you want to go second step as a video pass. You can create as much premium video message as you want for all the season, for all the kids on your list. Or you can go up to the last level of package that we call the Magic Pass for $14.99. Then you get unlimited premium video messages, unlimited calls. You can download your video in HD. We do have extra what we call bedtime stories that are also personalized that you can use. We release a new bedtime stories every week in December. If we use the mobile app, you have access to what we call the reaction recorder. That's super cool. That means when your kid's watching your video for the first time and his eyes lights up, it's all recorded by the camera in front of your phone.
Oh.
And then it's creating a mix of a picture-in-picture messages as a lifetime keepsake.
What a cool thing to share with the rest of the family then, too. It's like, oh, check this out. As Cameron was first seeing the message from Santa, personalized message, look at his reaction at the same time. That's another clever way to really spread that joy. It really does that. I mean, so many kids that I have seen participating and getting these personalized messages. And I got to tell you, one example, Cam asks to see these messages throughout the year. Because not only has he done, you know, we've signed up for the birthday messages, and Santa, any time of the year, sends him his birthday greeting on his birthday, in this case, April 7th. You know? But he wants to play it again in May and June and July. And can we play that again? Of course we can. You know?
Yeah, parents are really surprised about that. Kids are asking to see over and over the messages from Santa, even after Christmas. So, and the video is still available for the one who goes for the premium version. They can watch over and over the video after Christmas for sure.
Yeah. This is something that I personally strongly recommend because of the joy that it brings to all kinds of kids and adults. Alex, always a delight to have you with us. Thanks for joining us again on the program. And Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you too, Dave. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Our pleasure. Again, PortableNorthPole.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
If you've got computer problems, you have big problems. Is your computer frozen? Is it loaded with viruses? How about the infamous blue screen? Or maybe it doesn't even turn on at all. You need the computer experts right now at the PC Support Hotline. Any computer, anywhere, anytime. 24 hours a day, you can call us and we'll fix it, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Everything is done remotely over the phone. You don't even have to lug your computer or laptop anywhere. Just call now and one of the world's best tech support agents will dial into your computer and fix it guaranteed. Don't go through the expense of replacing your computer or the time-saving torture of replacing software lost files. Call right now and we'll fix your computer guaranteed or you pay nothing.
800-689-5773. 800-689-5773. 800-689-5773. That's 800-689-5773.
Hi, Hi, this is Beth, wishing everyone a very happy holiday season. Remember to download our free app so you can check on the latest in tech this shopping season while on the go. Thanks for joining us. And now back to more Into Tomorrow.
Yes, indeed, more Into Tomorrow. And Beth is right. We all wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy holidays from all of us at Into Tomorrow. And as promised, all 3 hours of the show again today, we're sharing with you some of our favorite tech gifts. Since this was you bringing us back out of the break, what's one of yours?
Well, let's see. How about the Ring Home Security System? Customizable home security system that includes sensors, battery backup, motion detector, and a keypad. You can also connect the alarm system to the Ring app and check it on your home anytime, anywhere. Alerts will be sent right to your smartphone or tablet whenever the alarm is activated. Connecting additional accessories like their video doorbells, which allow you to see, hear, and speak to anyone at your door from any location.
There you go. The Ring system. And they got a whole bunch of different things these days. We're trying to get their CEO on the show, but their so-called PR people have been screening like crazy.
They're not ringing us back.
They're, oh, touche. I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Well, because remember who owns them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The same people that toss your packages at the door.
Yeah, I know. In case you don't know what Chris is talking about, of course, Amazon bought Ring for, what, $1 billion or something like a while that. Back? And Jamie. What's the, who's
I think
the,
it's Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie? Ah, whatever. Whoever won't ring us back lately just says, oh, come see us at the Consumer Electronics Show and we'll chat. Okay, sure. Yeah, wait for us. We'll come running by your booth, I'm sure. But anyway.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Yes, indeed. Will in Houghton, Louisiana, listening to News Radio 710 Kiel. Welcome Into Tomorrow, Will.
So I'm looking to possibly start a YouTube channel doing motorcycle reviews, parts reviews, and different rides that me and my buddies go on. And we were looking for video cameras, but GoPros are just so expensive, too expensive and cost prohibitive for all of us to get one. And so we were wondering what is out there that might be the quality or close to the quality of GoPro without having to go so expensive with it.
Will, as you probably already noticed and mentioning it, of course, a GoPro Hero 7 will cost you around $400. Now, that's without a memory card, but unlike older GoPro models, this one doesn't require any external housing to be waterproof. And it does come with a built-in screen. The Hero 7 is also a 4K camera. You've probably also noticed that if you go for the other brand names, 4K action cameras like the Garmin, the Verb costs around the same amount of money. They're competitive, but you're not really going to save one over the other very much at all.
And if you're willing to try a not-so-recognizable brand, the Fitform Action Camera 4K comes with two batteries, a travel case, and 19 accessories, including a remote control and plenty of different mounting brackets, and that'll cost you about $65. If that's still too expensive, you can look into a Campark ACT-74 with several mounting accessories, two batteries, and a remote, which costs about $50.
Now, there are plenty of very inexpensive action cameras. Just make sure that if you decide to try one, you buy it from a place that will accept returns, because there's no real way to tell how good a generic will be until you try it, and it may be too late. You can't send it back to Korea or China, generally. You can get less expensive prices on brand-name cameras, too, if you don't care about 4K. As those models start to get old, manufacturers are, of course, lowering prices on them.
Yeah, now, just a note about YouTube. If you just want to share your videos and reviews, it should work just fine. But if you're trying to make money off doing it, keep in mind that Google will not consider you for advertising anymore unless you have a minimum of 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 play hours in the last 12 months. Now, the hour count relates to how much of the video is actually watched by a viewer, meaning that if someone watches 27 seconds of a 10-minute video, that counts as 27 seconds, not 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Making money on YouTube is a lot harder these days for smaller creators.
Yeah, and that's a shame, because a lot of the smaller creators, I'm sure like you, will have some great content, and you want to share that. And if you can monetize it, even better. That'll pay for the cameras, it'll pay for some bike repairs, things of that nature. And that's terrific, but they're just not making it easy. And that's basically because YouTube got greedy, like everybody else, and they wanted to keep more of that money and not share it. So let us know what you end up with and how it works out, and send us a link, and we'll be happy to promote your videos as well, and anxious to see them, for that matter. When, like Will, you call in and we hear you, and you contribute to the show by participating, you win some fabulous prizes these days with no promises, no guarantees. But do tell us if there's anything in particular you would like. We'll do our best to get it to you. We have.
From Razer, we've got a Kraken Tournament Edition wired gaming headset.
Oh, my gosh. Those are very expensive and very cool. We've got from OVLED LED broadbeam headlamps. And, boy, are they bright.
And from Nuhera, IQ Buds, wireless intelligent earbuds.
From 97, we've got a Dox portable battery base for the Amazon Echo Dot.
That works really well, too, by the way. You want to take your Dot out on the patio or something? This is it. It's got a battery, and it does a great job. Action Tech sent us Screen Beam Mini 2s, so you can wirelessly mirror any content from your mobile device to any HD display.
And from Quilt, we have Quilt 2, where you can attach any USB storage device and access your files from anywhere.
And all you need to do is call the following number anytime, day or night, with any question or help for another listener. Participate.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
The Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2,600 megabytes per second. To learn more about the Envoy Pro EX, go to owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Have you been good? I have. Merry Christmas from all of us at Into Tomorrow. I'm Ann Cameron, and now back to Dave.
Thank you, Cameron. Boy, he sounds like he's very emphatic about it, though, right? Merry Christmas! And he's absolutely correct. From all of us at Into Tomorrow, as we continue to share with you some of our gift ideas, one of the things that I'm really loving is the Owl Dash Cam. With forward and rear-facing cameras, built-in LTE allows you to access from anywhere, and you get a live view inside or outside your vehicle. LED lights can light up from the inside of your car on demand. Cloud storage lets you access saved video in the event of a problem. Owlcam.com for more. It is $349, a bit pricey, but it includes a year of LTE service. So that gets you an idea.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Portable North Pole. Create personalized messages from Santa and share the magic today. Check out PortableNorthPole.com.
Oh, by all means. And when you visit IntoTomorrow.com, put your email address only in the little box that pops up. And do please subscribe to our tech newsletter. Among other things, you don't have to spend a fortune on a cool tech gift. We got tech-savvy friends and family that have a number of gifts in the $50 range. We tell you all about them. And Beth's tech tip,
which is all about a new year, new organized schedule. No better time to start organizing your schedule than with this new year. And there's many tools available to help you keep track of your daily schedule with your tech.
There you go. So keep track of your schedule. We got to get organized in this new year. And how do they get to our tech newsletter again?
Easily. Stop by our site at intotomorrow.com and put your email address in that red box.
There you go. And then you'll get an email. It's a double opt-in because we don't spam anyone. It says click here and you're in. intotomorrow.com.